Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
I've never had a Twitter account, so like I'm not worried about like old tweets ever resurfacing or anything like that. I'm terrified of people finding my Pinterest board and what things I was pinning in 2010.
And Liz.
You can want to be a CEO boss babe. You can want to have your husband stay at home. You can want to stay at home. Like none of it is better or worse.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly
and Liz.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I hope that it's sunny and wonderful where you are. Because, you know, the groundhog did do the thing where it means we're having an early spring.
Did it? Did he?
I don't know which one it is, but I have heard that.
He either saw his shadow or didn't.
But either one, spring is around the corner.
I can feel it. I can smell it.
I'm so ready.
So ready.
The winters are hard. The winters are hard on people.
They really are. And I love it for December and November, October even. Like, I love the chilly. I love a fire. Once the new year rolls around, I'm done.
No, I know. This is just like...
And I feel this way every year. And it's never going to change unless I move states, which isn't going to happen. So here we are.
I'm feeling like I really got pregnant. I'm actually like really loving how this pregnancy is shaking out from a timing wise, from a weather perspective.
Okay.
Because yes, I have to be so pregnant in August, but I don't think that's that big of a deal.
I think it's going to be that big of a deal. I really do. And here's why. And maybe, okay, I had James in June. When June rolled around, and granted, I was at the end of my pregnancy, but I was like, I am so uncomfortable. It's so hot. I'm sweating everywhere. And nothing feels good. And I was like, I cannot imagine being pregnant during July and August.
Mm-hmm.
Third trimester pregnant.
Well, I did have Hattie in October. So I'm having this baby in September.
Yeah, but that was COVID times. Like, all rules were off. Literally. Or all rules were on, really. Like, I don't know what.
Well, it feels different. What I'm excited about is this summer. It's kind of like what you said on your loft haul. It's like a dress is an outfit.
A dress is an outfit. So it's all I have time for.
It's getting dressed. It's just throwing on a dress. And you're so cute with like a bump in a dress. And then I...
Clothing wise, you're in a good spot. When you were pregnant with Fred and you were having him in January and your coat wasn't fitting. That's just the funniest thing.
No,
I've
and
ever
it's
seen.
So demeaning. Like, what am I supposed to do? Go buy. And here's what I'm not doing. Buying a maternity coat.
No.
I'm determined to not buy maternity clothes. Because one, I don't have any because I gave them all to you and then you donated all of them, which was rude.
No, I have some. I have some.
Do you have my pants?
I donated some of the pants because they're not going to fit you, Kelly. That was from your first pregnancy. Please. Come on. Plus, they're all skinny jeans. So I did what I felt was right.
Well, anyway, where are we going from here? Spring has sprung. What do we have on today's episode?
I am kind of passenger princess on today's episode.
Yeah, you are kind of passenger princess.
Kelly, you're just kind of planning everything. Maddie is gone this weekend. And also James has just been sick and he has this rash and I'm just like going through it. And I just haven't had time to think about what we were going to talk about. So Kelly took all the planning of the podcast today. So I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, we have a millennial word, which I have found and brought, which okay. is really exciting. And I can't believe we haven't talked about it yet. You're going to love the word. You're going to love like the just, it's going to be a good convo. And then we have a hilarious Fastlane philosophies to talk about. Uh-huh. Base model luxury.
Uh-huh.
I have some really interesting industry news, which I hope everyone stayed tuned till the end of last week's episode because it was at the end, but we were hilarious with the Lincoln Edison.
The Lincoln Edison, yeah.
And then...
I have thought about that a lot.
I have a crazy story about Kellogg's.
Okay.
Which is crazy. And then I have... That's going to lead us right into the drive-thru.
Wow.
Anyway, then our Kellogg's news is going to take us right into Ditch the Drive-Thru.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
It's going to be kind of an extended version of Ditch the Drive-Thru.
Okay, I'm on... I don't know about y'all, but I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay, so today's... So now it's time. This is so fun for me. Now it's time for the millennial word of the day where we learn Gen Z slang so we can be
less lame.
Trad wives are trending.
I saw you put this on a reminders app, and I thought you misspelled trad. I think you tried to say like trade wife.
Nope.
Trad wife. I have no idea.
Trad wife is shorthand for traditional wife.
Oh, okay. I probably
so it's
there.
Basically this like new. I'm sure you've seen them on the TikToks, but there's like this big movement going around about how like some women want to get back to their trad wife roots, and like they want to be the mom, the husband does all the like just very, very specific like gender roles, and like they're like it's kind of like the sourdough movement we're kind of seeing, but like they're all about like the husband does this, the wife does this, cook clean, like raise the children, never complain about it, things like that. And to each their own.
Yeah.
And I think I like to be a trad wife in some things. And I think I like to be a non-trad wife in other things.
Yeah.
But I think what's most important is I'm just a wife. Not just a wife, but I am a wife.
Yeah.
And a mother.
Yeah, no, I get that. We talk about that a lot because Kelly and I, when we started like getting, you know, getting serious with the Car Mom, we sort of outlined our goals and we're like, at the end of the day, whatever, wherever it takes us, like we just want to be able to pick our kids up at 3 o'clock from school. So that's like a boundary we have to set. And like, if we could like grow it super huge and like, you know, be busy all the time. Yeah, sure. We could do that. But like our goal is to be the ones that pick our kids up from school, not have their dads pick them up from school, which is nothing wrong with that. But like, that's what we always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to want to do those things.
Totally. So anyway, trad wife. So, you know, there's some people who are like, and I think what's so great about social media, but then also some people take it so wrong, is like you can find your people.
Yeah.
And there, I think, are a lot of people who have wanted this lifestyle. And that's where like that one girly pop, I don't know where what's happening with the Snow White movie, but that's where like that girl got like was getting so canceled because she was so against like women wanting to fall in love or like live that trad wife life.
Yeah.
And it's like women are allowed to want different things.
Absolutely. You can want to be a CEO boss babe. You can want to have your husband stay at home. You can want to stay at home. Like none of it is better or worse.
And I just think we're living in such like a, I mean, like most times these are new times.
Yes.
And there's a lot of families who are relying on two incomes, who need two incomes. Like women are in the workplace. And I think that's okay too.
Of course it's okay. I mean, I wish that it wasn't the case that you had to have a dual income to like survive, it seems like nowadays, but yeah, it's where we're at.
This is kind of a perfect segment to my Kellogg story, so may I?
Well, I thought those were Ditch the Drive-Thru.
Well, I think then we can go to Ditch the Drive-Thru.
I'm a little scared in the driver's seat, Kel.
The Kellogg CEO is being canceled, rightfully so. So I follow Jesse Itzler on Instagram. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's Sarah Blakely. You know who that is?
No.
Founder of Spanx. Sarah Blakely.
Oh, yeah.
It's her husband. And her husband has like this, he's like a big entrepreneur. Like he's a really good speaker and motivational guy. And he's like always like cold plunging and running and doing stuff. He posts on Instagram, Kellogg CEO, I offer you $100,000 for a 15-minute IG live interview. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why? The Kellogg CEO, you can look this up. He went on CNBC and he says that he's happy families are under pressure because it means now they're eating cereal for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Your solution, and then Jesse goes, your solution for people who are under financial pressure is for them to eat sugary cereal for dinner. And then this guy goes on to this interview. He's like, well, and they're trying to make it sound so official. And it's just giving me such a freaking cringe. He's like, well, you know, according to our data, 25% of all cereal is consumed outside of breakfast hours. So it's, you know, it's a really cost effective thing to feed your family at night. And, you know, with more families under pressure, like cereal for dinner could be the answer. It's like,
oh, no.
Now, have I fed my family cereal for dinner? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Do I think that like, but him going on there, I mean, I think he's going to have to step down. Like, I think it's the most like, and also to say that like you're happy for your profits because families
are under pressure.
Are under financial pressure. So anyway, for this week's Ditch the Drive-Thru, I went on the Carpool Instagram and I asked everyone to put like your most cost-effective meals that aren't cereal for dinner. And I'm going to read several of them. We're just going to get the wheels turning because not that there's anything wrong with doing that, but at the end of the day, cereal is not it's not that nutritious.
No, it's not. I mean, it's okay if you have like breakfast for dinner, or like, I mean, I have certainly, if Maddie's like not coming home or if he already had dinner or whatever, I might eat cereal for dinner, like for just personally me. But yeah, I think we have, there's a responsibility to feed your, not regularly feed your family cereal for dinner.
Well,
and it, yeah. and it's not just the, oh, it's the convenience of it, or there's nothing else or whatever, I'll just do it tonight. It's the fact that it's like, well, these families can't afford anything else, so they have to have cereal. Like,
no, you guys,
that's the messed up
go thing. Look up the interview, like your jaw will hit the floor. And he's saying it like, it just sounds so cold and like scientific and like data backed. And you just have to remember that the food in America is crap and that the people hate us.
Yeah.
And you just can't, like, just because it's like, it's just so crazy. I can't believe that like other countries ban food and America's like, have cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill us. You have to watch out.
No, I know, it's so scary. And like, you always see those things too, where it's like, gym class in the 40s, and like every single person is fit. There's not a single person who is overweight, and it's, and they just, it was because the, and they didn't work out either. It was just like, because you just ate good quality food. Like, that's how we're supposed to be. And we're just like, slowly, our food's just so bad.
Well, it's just such a failure. And it's like, not, it's, first of all, it's not, it's a crazy, like in the 40s. And this is, I'm saying this like a long time ago, like, the very rich used to be overweight and the very poor used to be skinny. Mm-hmm. And now it's flipped.
Yeah.
Now it's it. Now, like, to eat organic and to like eat, like,
eat whole foods is
like
expensive.
Now it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
So anyway, all that to say, but also, everything's fine. You're doing the best you can. It's okay if you have,
it's no, here's the thing. It's not your, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's the problem is not you. The problem is America and them putting just literal chemicals in our food and labeling things as like healthy or good for you. Like, it's just,
I
know, crazy.
Have I ever shared that guy? I think I have, who rebrands.
Yes, he just rebranded Twinkies to be a health food.
It is insane. So anyway, I'm excited for it's the drive-thru. We're bringing you all cheap meals. We're gonna do like 5 or 6 of them. I have one that I'm gonna share too, and they're not as cheap as cereal for dinner, but like, let's help. Like, yes, there are families under pressure because, hello, have you seen the economy that we're in? And we're going to bring some solutions that aren't cereal for dinner. And I'm so disgusted by the Kellogg CEO, and I think he should step down immediately.
Okay, that's some tea.
So anyway, now let's share Fastlane Philosophies, where we share a recent discovery. And this is funny.
This was actually my idea.
So
Kelly,
can
was
I say something?
What?
I've never had a Twitter account, so like, I'm not worried about like old tweets ever resurfacing or anything like that. I'm terrified of people finding my Pinterest board and what things I was pinning in 2010 and the outfits and the recipes.
So Kelly was like, we need to think of some Fastlane philosophies. And I was like, you know where I have some like really thought provoking things on my Pinterest board from 2010, under my quotes board, which we all had. We all had a quotes board. So I was just thinking we could each just like read off some of the quotes that we had saved from way back when and just like see if any of them like really stuck with
us. So in 2010, 2012, where were we? We were in high school.
These are definitely high school slash maybe college.
High school, college. What were we worried about? What was like really inspiring us? Because last class in philosophy, I was quoting Mother Teresa. So I'm just curious, like, you know, who I was back then and how it's changed. I have one.
Okay, let's hear it.
And, you know, I was also, I guess, in the dating scene. I want to be your favorite hello and your hardest goodbye. And
wow.
And I think like, I think that's like relationship goal.
No, for sure. To aspire to.
Yeah. Like that's giving trad wife. Like when your husband leaves, it's like, your heart is so hard to leave me for my day.
Kel, I just want you to remember when you're going through a hard time, the harder you fall, the higher you bounce.
Huh?
That doesn't really... I don't really think that... I think that's saying nothing.
Maybe if you fall on a trampoline. Elizabeth, what do you think... Okay, we all pinned this. Always.
Kelly, I literally had that one pulled up. The exact photo.
Always wear your invisible crown.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Really? No, really, like, what does that mean?
To just, like and princess also- energy always. And I think that's a really good segue into keep your heels, head, and standards high. Or, like, what's the pineapple one? Like, be hard on the outside, sweet on the inside, and always wear your crown. What was up with, like, being, like, crowned?
Well, why do we think we were, like, such princesses?
Because we are, Kelly.
Okay. Gosh, Elizabeth. I've never done this in my... we all did this one. She believed she could.
So she did.
Just not very tangible.
No.
It's not like, what's the action item? Just believing I can.
She believed she could. And so, wait, what is it? She believed she could and so she did.
And so she did. It's just this, you know what, guys? It's simple as that.
And sometimes that's all you need to, that's all that it is. It just feels like it doesn't.
I
say
also
much.
Saved, what would Blair Waldorf do?
It feels so good to be lost in the right direction. What does that mean?
Anyway, please never go searching on my Pinterest board. Most of my board. And you know what I was thinking about Pinterest? Like, I now, if I make a Pinterest board, I don't care if it's for anything. Every Pinterest, because I still like Pinterest sometimes, every board's private.
Is yours are all private?
Well, not my old ones, but like, yes, every board is private now because I just don't need people knowing, like, you know, and anything. I don't think Pinterest needs to be a social platform for
me. No, I mean, I kept like my wedding one private. I kept a lot of stuff with like James's nursery private, probably because I like didn't tell people I was like pregnant yet. Yeah, I think any new ones I'm making are mostly private.
Well, that was pretty fun. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. I kind of needed that.
You know what? I guess I've saved some like more recent ones, like in the last few years. These are good. You are bigger than what is making you anxious.
That is a good one.
Focus on the shape of your mind rather than the shape of your body.
Okay. I don't really get that one.
Like, focus on your mind. Like, focus on the...
What is the shape of your mind, though?
Like, making yourself smarter. Visualize your highest self and then show up as
her. You know what mom told me? This is actually a good one.
What?
I hope mom doesn't mind me saying this. But I was talking to mom, and our mother... I mean, we think we all know she is goals. She mm-hmm. is like aging backwards. It's giving Benjamin Button. None of us understand it. Try having her as a mother. Like, she's just incredible. And I called her the other day and she was like, yeah, I'm practicing. My mom's an amazing singer and she sings at a choir and she also takes voice lessons. And she's like, I'm practicing like for my voice lesson tomorrow. And I was like, oh, what are you learning? She's like, I'm trying to learn the song in German. And I'm just like, and it's not that it's for no reason, but like, it's just for a voice lesson. Like, she's just doing it for a voice lesson. You could say for fun, but she goes, you know, I'm just trying to keep the brain sharp.
Mm.
And I think like, even though we're all young and like, we don't think that's us, like, I do think there is something to be said about exercising your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, always learning and trying new things and finding new challenges. And I think it's also just such a good way to find some fulfillment in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my quotes was do one thing a day that scares you from when I was 14.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was, I guess, what we were all trying
to
do.
To aspire to. Yeah.
I don't think scares you the right word, but I do think like doing things that are challenging, like accomplishing things, like whether it's like learning to bake sourdough or like learning a song in German or like a fitness goal. I think it's really good. Or reading our book club book, Boys in the Boat. Who's reading it?
I'm more than halfway through.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too.
And I think it's keeping my mind sharp. And I'm really going to have
stretching
something.
Me a little bit.
I think I'm going to be able to talk to your husband after this.
Yeah. Well,
because I'm going to like know things about history.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think it's more important now than ever when screens and short attention spans and instant gratification is such is such the world that we live in. And, you know, it's just like you to be able to like have a skill or to like learn new things, do new things. This is why I'm always like, I want to learn how to make candles. Like my lotion didn't go over well. That's fine. I'll try and make a candle. Like I just need an activity that does not involve a screen, because work is a screen. Yeah. I'm editing on my computer, or I'm on Instagram for social media, or I'm on Instagram for personal stuff. And I just like, I need something where I can like use my hands.
And I think, I feel like, and this is kind of like just a trope I've seen on social media, but it's like, I think it's very easy for like men to have hobbies, because like the men are like golfing or fishing or like hunting or like doing something like with their friends. And it's always like, oh, like what's the woman's hobby? Like, yeah. And like, what are our hobbies? And I think maybe we should like come up with a list of like skills or hobbies to learn. And I think hobby doesn't have to be like something as time consuming as like golfing or singing or something like that, but just like new skills and things to learn.
Well, and that you could do together, because that's the other thing is like, I feel like women are such like social creatures that like if we could all do a cooking class together, like if me and my girlfriend wanted to hang out instead of just like going to get coffee or having a wine night, like what is an activity we could go do together?
Yeah. But also independently. Like one thing.
Like, yeah, both.
Well, one thing I learned to do when I was pregnant with George, I learned how to crochet.
Yeah.
And I made 2 of my 4 kids a baby blanket. Still working on Fred's. By working on Fred's.
You were also supposed to make James's, which you didn't do.
Tough. But anyway, like that was like a skill that I learned. Like I went on YouTube. I taught myself how to do like a granny square blanket. And like I learned how to do that.
I love it. I feel like that's very much where a lot of people are.
Maybe
like
we can bring that to next episode. Like, what are some things we could learn to do? Like, I think candle making's good. I think the sourdough's fun. But it doesn't have to be all trad wife stuff either. Like, we could think of some other things too.
I would love. I am open to ideas. Like, let's stretch our minds a little bit.
Totally. I mean, I think we should all be getting into Lego kits. I'm telling you, I never had more fun when I was doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe not.
I mean, I think if you're a boy mom, like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know if that's like feeding my soul, though. You know,
that's kind of the thing of it all. Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Y'all know that I have been using Rocket Money for a while now, and I have thankfully canceled all of my unwanted subscriptions and am in a very good direction to get my finances on track. Since continuing using Rocket Money, they track my finances and my spending and let me know if there was any major big purchases recently made. I recently got an alert that a large transaction was made. Went to check what it was, and sure enough, it was my formula subscription for my baby. You know what? They were like, this is a lot of money. Are you sure you were supposed to do this? And yeah, that is one subscription I cannot cancel yet. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving its members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/carpool. That's rocketmoney.com/carpool. rocketmoney.com/carpool.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, Lizzo, what do we have next? Are you ready for industry news?
Yeah.
Okay, industry news, where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry. First story, Apple cancels work on electric car. Apple Inc. is canceling its electric car and abandons one of the most ambitious projects in the company's history.
I'm kind of happy to hear that.
Apple is canceling a decade-long effort to build an electric car, whoa, according to people with knowledge of the matter, abandoning one of the most ambitious projects in the history of the company. Sorry, I just said that. Apple made a disclosure internally Tuesday, surprising the nearly 2,000 employees working on the project. Said the people who asked not to be identified because the announcement wasn't public. The decision was shared by COO Jeff Williams and Kevin Lynch, a vice president. Wow. That's all. It doesn't really say anything else.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure it was a collab with Hyundai.
That's, I didn't, 10 years that they've been working on it in 2000. So do those people all get fired?
I don't know. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, I think it was probably a good move because, like, I don't think we need another EV. I mean, I know it's Apple, but essentially, like, in the auto industry startup. But that's crazy.
Crazy.
And, like, so vague. There's more to the story.
I was excited about an Apple car because I'm an Apple person. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's kind of good to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot that can go wrong in a car. And I think that, like, they don't want to... I think, like, if something went wrong there, then that would affect the rest of the company in some ways. Like, yeah, stay in your lane. Do what you're good at. Make phones. Make computers.
I'm really considering getting the new iPhone, but what's really holding me up, and this is just a PSA if you don't know, the new iPhone has a different charger.
Well, isn't it just USB-C?
Just? Yes. But, like, my phone's always almost dead. And, like, my little, like, power bank doesn't have the USB-C on it. Like, I just really don't know if I can commit to that. I am so... And I just don't like wireless charging. Like, one, I like the loopy case, and you can't wireless charge with the loopy case.
Yeah.
And two, I think wireless charging, I never know if it's working. I think it's, like, the world's slowest thing. And, like, it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. Okay, next story. Majority of Consumer Reports' top 10 vehicle picks have electrified variants. So I thought this was interesting.
Okay.
Consumer Reports came out with a list of their top 10 cars. And over the years, I've gained a lot more respect for Consumer Reports than I used to have.
Okay.
And I do really think, because I've just learned a lot more about, like, their process and, like, you know, they buy their cars. And what's crazy is, like, the cars, when they buy a car, they, like, go into a dealership and, like, they basically, like, they mystery shop and, like, pretend it's for an individual. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they don't want any sort of whatever. And they're just testing all sorts of stuff. Like, if you don't, Consumer Reports is a good Instagram follow.
Okay.
Not to sound so lame, but, like, you should see the way they, like, test washing machines or, like, test phones. They, like, take phones and put them in this tumble thing and just make them tumble, like, 150 times.
Okay.
They're just kind of interesting. So anyway, this is their top 24 picks by category. And what's very interesting is out of these picks, they do them by different category. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10 are either a hybrid or EV. Most of these are hybrids. So I'm going to read them.
Okay.
Their best subcompact SUV is the Subaru Crosstrek, which, you know what? I loved the Crosstrek. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mad at that answer. I'm trying to think if there's, like, something, like, obvious. I haven't, like, thought about it enough to, like, give an answer, but I don't disagree with Crosstrek.
Okay.
Hybrid / PHEV car. I was expecting this. Toyota Prius / Prius Prime. And when it's Toyota saying, like, RAV4 Prime or Prius Prime, that means the plug-in hybrid.
Okay.
Compact SUV, Subaru Forester. I also like that car.
Yeah.
Small car, Mazda 3.
Sure.
Mid-size car, Toyota Camry Hybrid. Small pickup, Ford Maverick Hybrid. Electric vehicle. Do you want to guess?
I mean, I don't know.
Tesla Model Y.
Okay.
Mid-size SUV. Toyota Highlander Hybrid.
They, like, really into the Toyotas.
Yeah, that's the third one. Luxury SUV. I was surprised by this one. BMW X5 PHEV.
Okay.
Plug-in hybrid SUV, Toyota RAV4 Prime.
There are Toyota stands.
But I thought it was...
There was four Toyotas and, what, two Prius?
Two Subarus.
Subarus.
Yeah. I think the story is, like, them deciding to give it to all of these PHEVs. And it's just, like, how many times do we have to talk about the fact that people want PHEVs?
Yeah, I know.
And you just keep... And then Jeep and Ford are just like, you know what, you guys? We're just going to do something different, though. I don't know, you guys. It's a bizarre time. And I keep getting, like, this is a really good, like, advice adjacent question, because I've been kind of ramping up my consultations because I really do just enjoy doing them. Mm-hmm. And they keep me sharp, you know? if anything, you could say I'm keeping the brain sharp. And I like to hear what my following like is looking for and what they're seeing. Yeah. And it's just good for me to be in the field, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And everyone wants, the car everyone wants, a midsize SUV around $40,000. That's a hybrid. And the problem is the Kia Sorento is about your only option.
Ring, ring, ring. Can you hear opportunity calling at your door?
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello, manufacturers. You've heard it here first.
And I've
figure
kind of,
it out.
I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, like you're about 3 years too early on this. Because like I do think like
I know,
in
that's,
another.
That's your answer to everyone.
that's not my answer to everyone.
No. But when people are like, you just gave this answer on the advice question. They said, I go into the hybrid? And you said, I think in 3 years, you're going to have a lot more options.
Yeah. I'm just like, where's the Palisade hybrid? Where's, you know, the Pathfinder?
Yeah.
We have the Grand Highlander hybrid, which I'm still pretty sure doesn't even exist. Does anyone actually have one? Or is it just a PR stunt? Because I can't. Yeah. And people are telling me like 8 to 10 month wait list. It's like, Toyota, get your inventory together.
Yeah.
And then you have the Mazda CX-90 PHEV and it's $58,000.
Yeah.
And also families are like, then they're like, well, you know, I don't drive that much. So I don't actually know over the car. Like, would I really even save that much money if I overpaid?
Yeah.
And I'm
right.
Like, no.
Yeah.
It's just kind of wild. So yeah, I would love to see more plug-in hybrids. And I think plug-in hybrids, like, I know I've talked about this before, but like how fun. Like, for example, if you had a Chrysler Pacifica plug-in hybrid, because they're the only plug-in hybrid minivan that you can get, but they're impossible to find. Like, you get like 30 miles of pure EV range, which everyone's like, oh, that's not a lot. No, but like, what if you only drove 15 miles a day?
Yeah.
And then you plugged your car in every night. And I've had people who have those cars tell me like, oh, yeah, I didn't fill up my gas tank till the car had 1,000 miles on it because they
That's
were just
so
always
crazy.
Using their EV range. It's just inspiring.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I know. I would like love that. I've never driven.
And I do have a Mazda PHEV right now. And like I do. I love the concept of the PHEV.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to get the charger at my new house.
Yeah. Necessary.
Because the new house is even further away. And like they already bring me these cars with half the amount of range.
Yeah, so you can't like put them to the test.
Tyler is also almost done with setting up CarMom headquarters in the garage. Wait till you guys see my new car seat setup.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It is. So it's a 3-car garage, but I'm the only one who's parking in it.
Uh-huh.
Tyler just like doesn't want me to even park. He doesn't even want to have his truck in the garage.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to do it. And can I tell you how we're setting up our garage? This feels kind of like CarMom adjacent.
Okay.
So we have a 3-car garage, but it's a little bit deeper than our current 3-car garage. So my Expedition Max will be able to fit in it. But he wants me to park on a diagonal because with the shelves, I wouldn't be able to open up my trunk.
Okay.
It sounds like something I can handle. So basically, I'm going to back into the garage, park at a diagonal. And then he says I'll be able to open up all 4 doors in the trunk inside the garage.
Wow.
To like unload stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the single bay, like against the wall, where I found these like, what is the material? Like, what is like the little Tykes material called? But do you know what I'm talking about? Like those heavy duty plastic things.
Yeah, okay.
So we found they're not little Tykes lockers, but we found like that material of lockers.
Okay.
And we're ordering 4 of them. Not even lockers, like they don't have doors on them, but like hooks and shoe cubbies.
Okay.
And like that's where the kids are gonna put like their backpacks and
Love
stuff.
Love it.
All in the garage. And our garage is drywalled and Tyler bought a heater for it, so it'll be like insulated.
Amazing.
And then he's so excited for me to have this. He set up this like table. So then, like, he's like, that way, he's like, you can set your tripod. Now that he's a content creator, he's thinking with a different mindset.
Yes, for sure.
So he's like, you'll be able to take a car seat, put it on this table, and talk about it and show the people with, like, this Aww. Wall of car seats behind you.
That's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's really thinking it all through. Tyler is literally, by the time this podcast comes out, he'll probably have more Instagram followers than me.
I know.
He's blowing up.
He's so funny. And I was like, well, you know, I gave you another shout out. And so like people are like seeing your things like, well, stop doing that. I want to know if I'm growing on my own.
Oh.
I'm like, Tyler, you're not. Like, you're just not.
But people are sticking around
people,
for him.
You're keeping people
there. The engagement. But, your engagement's all you, buddy.
But I also told him, I was like, you're never going to grow if you don't do reels.
Yeah.
And he just can't like conceptualize reels. I mean, you guys have seen the reels he's put out. Like, what is that one where he... when we were in Vegas.
I know. That one's bad. No, I know his stories and his little tips and tricks are really good. He just needs to take them off of stories and put them on reels. Or next time we see one that would be a good reel, we just need to tell him to also put that as a reel. And it can be repeated.
It can be repeated. I know. Okay, and I almost forgot that we still have Ditch the Drive-Thru.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this.
Okay.
Do you want me to look at it, too?
Nope. Well, you can, but I think I'll just do it. Oh. I think you just stay in the passenger seat, princess. Okay, so one, I'm going to start with mine, because this is a cheat meal that I love to make.
Okay.
And it's sausage, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, and a canned vegetable. Let's say a green bean. You just get a kielbasa sausage, which is like $3.
Okay.
You get a jar of sauerkraut, which let's say is like $2. I just do Bob Evans, but you could also make your own if you're a trad wife. And then you get a canned vegetable. I love sausage and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It's so filling. It makes great leftovers. Mm-hmm. My whole family eats it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I think I'm actually going to make it tonight for dinner because it's sounding incredible.
Yes.
I'm going to make that tonight for supper.
That is.
No, we're going to the fish fry.
Oh.
I'm going to make that for supper this weekend.
Okay.
Would you have a cheat meal that you like to do as a go-to? Sorry, I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
I mean, it's so boring, but like spaghetti.
Spaghetti's mentioned.
Pasta and marinara sauce.
Spaghetti's mentioned in here a lot.
Or I do like a tortilla with marinara and like cheese on top. And then I have like a little tortilla pizza.
Okay, some other things that are getting mentioned is pork.
Oh, pork is a great one. Pork is super affordable. Pork chops, love it.
Pork, pulled pork. I mean, you could get an entire pork butt for like less than $10.
Yeah.
And you pour a can of Dr. Pepper in there and then you have pulled pork.
That's a great one.
That is
in your crock pot.
That is a great one. There's a lot of grilled cheese tomato soup.
Great
supper. I also think that breakfast for dinner is being mentioned over and over again. Mm-hmm. Not just cereal, but like eggs and sausage and some fruit.
Yeah.
Done. Balanced meal.
Yeah.
Balanced meal. Okay, two more. This is getting mentioned a lot. Chicken breasts, jar of salsa in the crock pot, chicken tacos.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. I've made that before. That's great.
I've made that before too. It's so easy. And then I also love, which I've been making this a lot. Not a lot, but I've made it recently. It's frozen meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say like some sort of barbecue sauce. Like I do like barbecue, grape jelly, crock pot meatballs, rice, broccoli. Done. So easy.
Okay.
I haven't said this before.
You've said it before. I've never had it.
You just basically make like crock pot meatballs. There's like 100 different recipes you can do. Sometimes I just throw in like the Primal Kitchen Hawaiian barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
So easy. And then another super cheap dinner that I've actually been making often is Ashley's cornbread casserole.
Yeah,
because that's so easy. It's just ground beef. We have it on the Carpool Instagram, so just scroll down a little bit. But it's ground beef, red kidney beans, corn, rotel.
Yeah,
put all that in your cast iron. You make cornbread mix according to the package, and you plop cornbread on it. I think it's literally an $8 meal.
Yeah, the moment you're getting into like the canned goods and everything, you were getting affordable.
And I'm like, we're just waiting for like Dole to call me and ask me if I want to do PR for canned fruit, because I'm such a canned fruit and frozen fruit stan right now.
Yeah.
And like, if you're just still spending $18 a week on berries, take a walk in your canned fruit section. Find one that's like canned in water or has zero added sugar.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is you can't just grab you have to find the one that's like canned in water. Some of them are like literally like canned in high fructose corn syrup. Like you have to read it.
Someone say like canned in light syrup.
Yeah.
But there are some ones out there, or frozen fruit too.
Yeah. Frozen
so
fruit
good.
And vegetables. Yeah. Yeah.
Frozen vegetables. Like, come on.
I know. Last longer, maintain the nutrition.
And I've just been really on, and we discovered this. Like, the thing with us in Costco is, since we don't live very close to a Costco, I'm not going there weekly, like not even close, which I don't know if a lot of people are, but if you can get to a Costco and go to their produce section, it pays for itself 10 times over.
I know.
Their produce is it's so much better and so much more affordable than your average grocery store.
It's crazy. It's shocking. When I went with you and you were like putting up the whole big thing of strawberries and it was like $5, I was like, for the jumbo size, it's so affordable.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
So anyway,
Well, Kel, thanks for driving on that episode. I appreciate it.
This isn't really my thing.
Yeah, you like to do a little Chinese fire drill during the episodes and switch seats.
But you guys, that's the Carpool Podcast. We hope you're just having such an excellent Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you head on over to the Truck Dad. He's doing big things. We need to get him on the podcast. And I know we need to get him on the podcast.
I know. We'll get him on the podcast stat.
Maybe Thursday. Let's not make any promises.
If we can get into his schedule. I mean, he's very busy.
He's so busy.
He's always doing things.
We're really feeling down to the wire. And I think we might be moving into this house without countertops.
Okay. Countertops, Kelly?
I don't think you need countertops.
Just put a piece of plywood on
top. No, I mean, I'm saying, like, am I going to not move in there for an extra 2 to 3 weeks because I'm waiting on countertops if the cabinets and appliances
How are you going to, like, prep food
for your
family?
I have a giant kitchen table.
Stumpies are going to have cereal for breakfast a lot. Or for dinner, I'll tell you what.
I'm just saying, just really think about this. If I have my stove, my fridge, my giant kitchen table, I think we could move in. I want to get my house listed. I'm trying to hit the spring market while it's hot.
Okay. Have we ordered the countertops yet?
We're still waiting on a quote. I'm sorry, you guys. If you think the car industry is not transparent, have you seen the countertop industry? We're like going to look at these slabs. And I'm like, well, how much is this one? And she's like, well, you know, we'll have to kind of get like a full quote like with the installer. And I'm like, no, but is it like $5,000 more than that one?
Yeah.
Like, where am I at here?
Yeah.
I just don't want to pick my favorite. I want to know.
What price point we're working
with. And I'm
still
so back on the quartz and the quartzite. And I think the thing is, like, no one wants. I think there's pros and cons to both.
Okay.
And then she's like, I'm like, well, is the quartzite more expensive than the quartz? She's like, you know, by the time it's all said and done, not that much more. I'm like, what is that?
But how much more?
But how much more?
Yeah.
It was like, I left there being like, I have no idea if that was just a waste of my time. I have no idea what the price of these countertops are going to be.
It's really annoying.
Well, we'll see when the quote comes back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Carpool Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.